This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says five-party alliance is demand of time. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya urges to prioritize women's candidature in local level election. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's large-scale offensive in the eastern Donbas region has begun. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that the five-party alliance is a demand of the time. In a program organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of the Foundation Day of the Nepal Students Union, Prime Minister Deoba stressed the need to maintain the alliance between the parties as no one would get a majority as per the constitution. Prime Minister Deoba said that there was a conspiracy to break the alliance and that the alliance should not be broken under any circumstances. Speaking on the occasion, senior Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel said that a five-party alliance has been formed to save democracy and law and order. The water fed to the tunnel from Melamsi drinking water project at Helambu rural municipality of Sindhupalchok on April 12th arrived at Sundarijal, Kathmandu at about 10 p.m. yesterday, according to an engineer at a consultant company for the project, Bibek Khanal. It will take 3 to 4 days to fill up the storage. Engineer Khanal added that the water could be noticed at the washing channel last night, which proved that Melamchi water arrived at Sundarijal. The tunnel was closed on July 15, has been washed to clear the trash and debris. The water is now drained into Bagmati River, which has increased water flow. According to the spokesperson for Melamchi Drinking Water Project, Rajendra Panta, Minister for Drinking Water and Sanitation, Umakanta Chaudhary, is scheduled to visit Sundarijal today. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya has urged to prioritize women's candidature in the local level election to be held on May 13th. In an interaction program with the media organized by the Election Commission in collaboration with the Federation of Nepali Journalists and the Press Council in Kathmandu today, Chief Commissioner Thapalya also informed that he has proposed to ban the sale and distribution of alcohol across the country from the beginning to the end of the election silence period. Speaking on the occasion, Chairman of the Nepal Press Council, Balkrishna Basnet, said that the media had never written against the election and added it was the responsibility of all to abide by the election code of conduct. The government is launching a two-day nationwide program to administer vitamin A supplements and deworming tablets for children. According to Ministry of Health and Population, children between 6 months to 59 months will be administered vitamin A capsules, while those between 12 months to 59 months will get deworming tablets today and tomorrow. The government has been launching the campaign for the vitamin A capsules since 1993, while deworming tablets were introduced in the campaign in 2001. A meeting of the ruling coalition scheduled to be held at 11 a.m. today select a common candidate in the metropolis and sub-metropolis is beginning shortly. The meeting was postponed to 2 o'clock due to busy schedule of the top leaders of the coalition. A meeting of the ruling coalition was also held in Balwatar yesterday on the issue of fielding common candidates in the metropolis and sub-metropolis. After the parties maintained their demands in yesterday's meeting, the issue of the common candidate was not finalized. Today's meeting is scheduled to decide which party will field candidates in the metropolis and sub-metropolis. The 7th National Agricultural Census has begun today. Agricultural activity, including details of families involved in the agriculture, would be incorporated during the census. The Central Bureau of Statistics has been conducting a national agricultural census every 10 years since 2018 Vikram Samvat in the country. Data was collected from April 8 to 15 as per the government's target to focus on modernization and commercialization of agriculture by finding the real statistics of the agro sector. The census would run till June 2nd. In the 7th National Agricultural Census, enumerators would collect the number of livestock, condition of buildings and infrastructures used in agricultural activities, details of the production of main crops, seeds, and use of pesticides and fertilizer, among others. Given the local level election, the Nepali Congress established a province desk under the coordination of General Secretary Biswa Prakash Sharma. Party President Sherbahadur Deoba established the province desk at the party central office upon the recommendation of the meeting of the local level Central Election Mobilization Committee, coordinated by Deputy President Purna Bahadur Khadka. Under General Secretary Sharma's coordination, the joint General Secretaries will look after each province's matters relating to the election. The CPN-UML has endorsed the draft of the manifesto prepared for the local-level election. According to Deputy General Secretary Prithivi Subbagurum, the party meeting held in the party chair residence, Balkot, endorsed the manifesto. A committee was formed under the leadership of Senior Deputy Chairperson Ishwar Pokharel. The UML is scheduled to make public the commitment paper on April 22nd. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thundershowers are likely to occur at a few places in province number 1 and the hilly region of the country today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32.5 degrees Celsius. At present, there is a general influence of westerly winds as well as local winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia has launched an assault to seize the eastern Donbas region. Moscow bombarded cities with rocket and artillery fire on Monday, and in a video address, Mr. Zelensky said in an update on 55th day of the war that the battle for the Donbas has begun. Ukraine's top security official Oleksiy Danilov said Russia tried to break through the Ukrainian front lines in the region. The offensive has long been expected after Russia failed to seize the capital Kiev. Russia initially appeared to want to capture major Ukrainian cities and topple the government, but after facing stiff resistance, Russian defense officials said that its main objectives in the first days of the operation had been gradually accomplished, and its forces were moved from areas around the capital. They announced plans to redirect the focus on the invasion towards the liberation of the Russian-speaking Donbas region. A federal judge in Florida has struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate for airplanes and other forms of public transit, calling it unlawful. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said the National Public Health Agency had exceeded its legal powers in issuing the mandate. The U.S. Transit Authority said it would now no longer enforce mask wearing. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, just last week extended the mandate until May 3rd. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the decision as disappointing and noted that the CDC still recommends travelers cover their mouths and noses. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says five-party alliance is demand of time. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges to prioritize women's candidature in local-level election. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's large-scale offensive in the eastern Donbas region has begun. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.